You're gonna go into high school next year. Have you ever met any year 12s?
Not yet. I probably never will though, considering that you spend their entire time in their room studying if they're a girl. But if they're a boy, they just play computer games pretending to be studying.
What do you think the year 12s will be like when you meet them?
I think bad posture, not really that public and friendly, like vampires from spending their entire time in their room doing not much else.
That was Mia's little brother in year 6 and what he thinks of year 12s. But what about her year 8 brother?
Do you think the year 12s like you better now than when you were in year 7?
Well, year 7s are just annoying, so probably.
Coming up in this episode, there is some year 11s discussing the difference between certain subjects, the dinner dance and beanbags, I guess the TV theme song game, a chat with a few year 12s and a radio drama.
Hello and welcome to Compass Vibe Check.
Oh no!
I'm Sasha.
This is...
Your mom.
Bianca.
Mia.
Connor.
Edward.
Kate.
And the rest are truants. Okay, the difference between lit and English. English involves a lot more short answers than lit does, and a lot more visual analysis. And by visual analysis, I mean dissecting images for pieces like visual hierarchy, proximity, props, costumes, and essentially SWOT codes, and finding meanings through those things. Whereas lit is usually longer, more analytical essays about different themes that are represented through full-length texts.
Now moving on, we're going to actually talk about, like, what is seen as, like, the polar opposite of, like, your Englishes, which is your maths. Personally, Connor and I both take two. We take methods and specialists. They're all really different. Specs is considered the hardest, but it's just it covers more like complex ideas and mathematical concepts, and apps is viewed as the easier ones.
Edward is even in the top 10 of both methods and specs.
Well, thank you.
Do apps because it's really actually applicable to your life.
That's like, true.
Because
yes.
You're not arithmetic.
If you're not strong in maths, applications for sure.
Yeah.
But if you can, do methods.
Yeah, pretty much.
Are you accusing the apps kids of not being as capable as the methods kids?
Apps look
guys
so hard.
Bullying in the council.
No.
Yeah. And do essentials if you feel like it.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do maths, it's cool. Do
and to
don't.
To remind you guys, if you want to take specs, you're required to also taken methods 11 and methods 12, which means you have to take them simultaneously. So taking specs in a way, or mathematics specialist, requires you to have two subjects out of your 6 that you can take at maximum. Okay, so, next on the agenda, we have beans. Human beans, jelly beans, beans.
He's really
but
into
to
this.
Clarify, beans in bags. So, Connor would like to have some words to say about it.
All right, so Kate would like to have some words to say about it.
Hi guys, so the bean bags are available in the shipping container. on Harmony Hill, also called Student Central, and yeah, they're available on sunny days, so enjoy them.
Yeah, let's do Harry Styles.
Harry Styles.
So,
how's it going?
So, fun fact.
We have Harry Styles with us.
Harry Styles is here, right here with us.
Hi, I'm Harry. I like girls who aren't like other girls.
Debbie Ryan.
We love Debbie Ryan.
Once I saw a girl reading Harry Potter at one of my concerts.
Guys,
I said, Harry Styles.
If you didn't know, which I'm sure you didn't, that actually wasn't Harry Styles.
Dinner
dance.
It's going to be August the 14th at Burswood on Swan.
Perfect.
So be there or be square.
Stay tuned on Instagram and Compass for more details about the dinner dance. Now for a game. Guess the kids' TV show theme song. There are 7 sounds to guess, and the answers will be revealed at the very end of this podcast, so keep listening. Sound 1. And I say, hey, hey, what a wonderful kind of day. Sound 2.
Save the world.
Sound 3. Up on the hill. Sound 4. Sound 5. Sound 6. Sound 7. There are all the theme songs for today. Next up is Compass Chit Chat, out and about, talking to some year 12s.
All right. Okay, go! Okay, which band is better?
One Direction!
Spilled Cities with Mr. Roden or the Bible Bashes with Mr. Sagan's Gray?
That's a bit of a
I'm so proud of us.
What is your best experience at Shenton?
Bruh.
Wait, our
Bio-Kan.
Our best?
Yeah,
our
best.
Oh, Snow Tour.
Yeah. Well, yeah, sure.
French tour.
Basically French everything tour. Not actually yeah. At hey,
what do you think of
amazing, fabulous,
incredible, stunning, amazing, so show-stopping, spectacular, never the same, totally unique, completely not ever been done before.
Yeah. Tell us the story about graduation and the Harry Styles concert.
Oh, okay. So, basically, Salila, you gotta help me out here. Okay, so basically, Miss White's like, oh, graduation has been changed to the 2nd of December.
Shut up!
And then I'm like, okay, whatever. And then Sophie Stars is like, oh, that's like Harry Styles' concert, right? Oh. And then what happens, Lula?
Yeah, and then Lula has an out-of-body experience and just goes to the back of the class and starts breaking down.
And then Miss White's like, okay, we'll think of changing it. And then there's a compass post. And then she's like, we changed it. I showed you guys my internet.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Glad to hear that you can all go to the Harry Styles concert. Now it's time for the radio drama. Try to solve it before the answer is revealed.
Another 5-minute mystery. Our story takes place in Greens Gap, a small town in the southern Cavan district.
Green Gaps Hospital, Dr. Melville speaking.
Doctor, there's been an accident out at Echo Cavern.
Accident? What kind of accident?
2 men was exploring and they got lost last night. One's unconscious. You better come quick before he's dead.
I hope you know how to get out to Echo Cavern, Lem.
With the job of being town constable and ambulance driver, I reckon I know all there is to know about this country.
Ever been in the cavern, Lem?
Once, Dr. Melville, when I was a boy. Nearly got my hide tanned off by my pa. Echo Cavern is a mite treacherous place.
You mean it's easy to get lost in?
Not only that, Doc, it's a cavern gas that'll kill you.
You mean carbon dioxide?
Yes, that's it. All of a sudden you run into some of that stuff, and before you know it, bam, you're out.
Still people seem to go exploring there?
More fools to be. I wouldn't go in them caverns at least till I was not without a dog.
A dog? What for?
Well, if a dog kills over, then you know the gas is collecting.
I'm afraid, Mr. Gaddy, your friend is dead.
Poor Patsy. It was from the gas, wasn't it, Doc?
That's what it looks like to me.
Why'd you go in that cavern anyway?
Patsy asked me to. He's never seen a cave before.
How far did you go in?
Well, it didn't seem very far, but all of a sudden we lost our way.
Where was that?
Well, how do I know the whereabouts if we was lost? We tried to trace our way back, but it was no use. Patsy started to get scared. It's kind of a funny thing to see a big guy like that get scared.
Yeah, he is rather big, isn't he?
Yes, 6'4".
And then what happened?
Well, I was a little scared myself. You know, got stuck in the dark with just a torch. But we stuck together. All of a sudden, Patsy keels over.
From the gas?
Yeah, that's what I figured. He hit his head on a rock, and I guess that just about finished him off.
I suppose you reckon yourself pretty lucky, mister.
For sure. I figure it's only because I'm 5'3" that I got out of there alive. The gas must have been just about a foot over my head.
Yeah, and what do you think about that, Doc Melville?
I think you better arrest Mr. Gaddy for the murder of his friend Patsy. What was the flaw in Gaddy's story? Do you know it? In a moment we'll hear from Lem and Dr. Melville. And now let's see whether you're as observant as Lem and the doctor.
Hey, copper, let me put my hands down. They're tired.
When you're in Green's Gap Jail, not before.
I don't get it. It was a good story. I still can't figure out how you found out.
Lem tells me they used to take dogs into the cavern because the gas is heavier than air. It collects on the floor. If you really met gas, you would have keeled over first before your pal Patsy.
Well, what do you know? You get away with murder these days, you really do need an education.
That concludes this week's episode of 5-Minute Mysteries. Stay tuned for more.
Did you solve it? But alas, it is the moment you've been waiting for. The answers to the theme song game. If you want to listen again and have another go before the answers are revealed, go to around 5 minutes and 7 seconds. Theme song 1 was Arthur. Theme song 2 was Avatar the Last Airbender. Theme song 3 was Bottle Top Bill and his best friend Corky. Theme song 4 was Dance Academy. Theme song 5 was In the Night Garden. Theme song 6 was Big Time Rush. And theme song 7 was Thomas and Friends. Thanks for listening. Keep checking Compass for more notices like Shenton's Got Talent Online, The Dinner Dance, and of course, more episodes of Compass Chit Chat.